welcome to Weezion, not your average academic spin-off podcast. If you're looking for innovative insights into emerging technologies and deep tech, you've come to the right place. Our experts craft killer tech strategies that align with your business goals. And today, we're diving into Proof of Concept Canvas, the result of our 4 years of work that we have presented in Silicon Valley recently. If you're tired of wasting time and money on failed innovation, then you're in the right place. Subscribe now to stay updated on the latest episodes so you don't miss out on learning how proof of concept can help you separate the winners from the losers in the world of innovation. In today's episode, we'll cover the challenges faced in POC projects and how the POC Canvas approach can help in managing them effectively. We'll discuss the three phases and nine steps involved and how it promotes open innovation and collaboration. It's no secret that the number of proof of concept, POC, projects led by companies of all sizes and popping up in various industries is growing rapidly. It's an excellent way to minimize the risk of investing resources in an idea that may fail. Even tech giants like Microsoft and Google see the value in POC, using it as a crucial step to find game-changing innovations that make sense for their customers. Innovate UK and software companies are also all over POC, but despite all the promise, the success rate of POCs, including our own experience, hovers around a mere 50%. With more and more POC projects popping up, it's surprising how little we actually know about managing them effectively and the potential challenges they bring. Most companies, including ours, manage POC projects by relying on a mishmash of general info, blog posts from the depths of the internet, and plain old business intuition. That's where the POC Canvas comes in. It's a time-bound process with three core phases and nine steps: concept positioning, concept activation, and concept proving. Each phase and step has its own unique characteristics and plays a vital role in either proving or disproving the concept. We've put together specific questions and tips for each step to serve as essential checkpoints so firms can track their POC progress and effectiveness. I will tell you more, POC Canvas increases the success rate of POC projects to 80%. The POC Canvas also helps managers identify risk points we call value and expectations chasms. These chasms are gaps between different phases of the POC that need to be successfully navigated to prove or disprove a concept. The POC Canvas empowers managers to make informed decisions. They can either abandon the project, failing fast and meaningfully, or iterate if a chasm isn't crossed, giving it another shot with better developed concepts and ultimately succeeding. The POC Canvas is all about embracing a comprehensive approach to open innovation. It taps into all types of open innovation, whether it's bringing external knowledge and tech into the mix or creating value from internal know-how beyond the organization's boundaries. It includes internal collaboration, networking, sharing knowledge, partnering with external folks to tackle societal, environmental, or industry-specific challenges that go beyond the organization's usual focus. Weezion Spinoff has been using the POC Canvas as a guide for our POC initiatives in several sectors like e-healthcare, automotive, silver economy, and smart cities, and it's been a game changer. We've been able to see some significant differences between intuitive POCs and those using the Canvas. Here are some of the main improvements that we've identified: a clear understanding of how to manage a sustainable POC process and get reliable results, proving a positioned concept that crossed the value chasm, proving concepts with market potentiality, employing disproving strategies and considering conscious quitting of POC a success, and leveraging open innovation practices to add value. Today on the podcast, we discuss the POC Canvas approach to managing proof of concept projects, its three phases, nine steps, and its impact on open innovation and collaboration. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I'll see you guys at the next one, and don't forget to subscribe.